have some kind of idea that for good or right contemplation, we needed some amount of samadhi so that it won't proliferate big thinking. Is that correct?
That's correct. But it's enough to keep a balance so that you can both be clear and reflective and mindful, so that mindfulness and steadiness and reflectiveness are working together. And then to try to measure exactly how much of each I should have or need to have or must have or might not have, you know, ends up in a tangle. So it's just sort of, how do I get that sense of clarity and ease and steadiness? How do I keep it? So you have to work with that balance.
What they call that access concentration, first jhana, the qualities of first jhana include vitakka and vichara, sustained and applied thought. Most of the forest ajahns, as I understand it, they speak about that kind of level of concentration as being the most fertile ground for developing insight. That more absorbed than that, then it becomes a little harder to apply that reflective capacity. And less than that, then there's more of a tendency towards distraction. So it's what they call the littoral zone, not littoral, littoral, like where the sea meets the shore, where you get the warm tide pools, so where the sea meets the land. That's a kind of fertile ground for beings to evolve. That's the sort of littoral zone in terms of Dhamma practice. And like Lumpo Pasano was saying, it's going to vary from one person to another. Also, different times, different situations. We're not always the same person all the time. We vary individually within ourselves also. So that's something to be mindful of. If there's a thought, I just need this amount of focus, my mind is pretty steady, pretty focused, therefore this should be appropriate to explore this particular theme or this particular experience. But then mindfulness tells us, well, within 3 seconds, I'm off on another planet, or I'm revisiting the past or planning the future. Okay, the evidence is clear. That's not enough steadiness, that's not enough focus. So we're using the felt experience of the present to guide us rather than coming from a theoretically this is the right degree or this should be appropriate. It's like a living process, a living situation. Carry on, yeah.
I don't know if in how I read my experiences, it feels like it's happening naturally. Or I believe when I call contemplation, when I think it happens naturally. It has a different texture.
Yeah, so that's a lot of what Lumpo Chara is referring to there. Is you don't have to be sort of measuring things or judging yourself or kind of that is sort of overdoing that kind of scrutinizing and measuring, but using your own, literally your own common sense, your own felt sense of, I thought my mind was busy, but actually everything's gone really very quiet and very still, very clear. Oh, okay, this is good. Well, like, wow, I thought I was quite focused, but whoa, I'm really stressing here. So that you're using that attunement to the living situation to guide you.